This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Monday, September 26th. When it comes to income inequality, there's someone in the financial world who's helped the 99% in a subtle way. He's Jack Bogle, the founder of the multi-trillion dollar investment firm Vanguard Group. He's been nominated for a 2016 Presidential Medal of Freedom. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas calls Bogle's impact on the financial industry mind-blowing.
If you look at Vanguard and you look at the money they have people have put into their funds, and you say, okay, what if they didn't exist and people put that money into other actively managed mutual funds, you end up at Vanguard saving investors roughly $500 billion since they first came out. And if you look at their growth rates, in about 10 years, they're going to double in size. And so you could argue they've saved $1 trillion. And that's not even counting that money reinvested.
On Bloomberg TV recently, Bogle estimated the savings are even greater.
So if you put some kind of a return on the money that we save investors each year and look at it over 20 years or so, you find a huge, staggering number. Whether a trillion is the right number or a trillion and a half, I wouldn't know. But it's big, very big. And it's good for the investor. That's the important thing.
Balchunas says Bogle has made two key contributions to the financial industry.
Number one was the index fund. He really pushed that, got the first one out there, and that has really been a game changer. I considered the index fund to be the MP3 of the financial industry. But that was only half the battle. No one would have bought an index fund if it was really expensive. He made it cheap. And the reason he can make the product so cheap is because Vanguard is structured as a mutual ownership. In Vanguard's case, the fund investors are the shareholders. So anytime they make profit, it goes to lowering fees. That is a huge difference. And that is why they are able to keep the index fund costs so low, to the point where they're, what, 5, 6, 7 basis points?
Those low fees have been attracting investors for 40 years now. Vanguard has about $3.6 trillion in assets. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.